Well, now, before Stacey starts there, I would like to say I cut a verse out there somehow, didn't I?
No, I think
so. Is that all of it? Is that the whole story?
Oh, good.
Sometimes I amaze myself.
We're here with the Del McCurry Band live on 91.9 FPK. They're here to play the WFPK Winter Fundraising Show at Headliners tonight, 8 o'clock with the 23-string band. And we're honored you took the time to stop in with us here this afternoon. You know, Del, everyone that's here supports public radio with some members-only performance. And I know you guys are big supporters of public radio and, you know, just proof that you take the time to stop this afternoon. So thank you for being here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And I've got to ask you about Vincent Black Lightning. Does that song get requested everywhere you go, or is it just here in Louisville? Because I know it's one of our most requested songs.
It is. It's one of our most requested. In fact, it is our most requested songs anywhere, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you really made it your own. I think that's why. Well, I was going to ask you about the Bill Monroe album, but you kind of covered that. You want to talk a little bit more about old memories, songs of Bill Monroe?
Sure, I will, Stacey. I'll tell you, there's a lot of tunes that, or songs that Bill Monroe recorded years ago, you know, that actually I never heard him. I played with him, like I said, in the early 60s, and I never heard him sing them. But I know how that is, you know. You record all these songs. He had a lot of tunes that he recorded, and he never got to sing all of them, you know. And of course, he did his most requested numbers, like Blue Moon of Kentucky, you know, and he did Traced Her Little Footprints in the Snow and the Mule Skinner Blues, you know. And so we didn't do any of those. We just did some that were kind of that people hadn't heard that much, you know. And so... We hope you folks enjoy the record, you know.
So dug a little deeper for the
tribute. Did. Yeah. In fact, like I said, I never heard him sing any of them. I don't think he ever did. I've never heard a tape or anything where he sang some of these older songs once he got on the road, you know. Mm-hmm. So we'll try to do a couple of them for you today.
Good. Good. Mm-hmm. And you've also got another really interesting project with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. How did that come about?
You know, that was, I'll tell you what, I have my own record label, and so the, and Sony Records, Sony Music up in New York City is our distributor, you know. And so they called my manager and wondered if I would come down and sing a few songs on an album for a benefit for some of the musicians that lost their homes and things in Katrina, you know. And I said, I'd love to do that. So these boys, you know, they have their own band and they're on the road. When they're not on the road with me, they're on the road by themselves, you know. They get lonely. No, they've got a lot to do. They're just so busy in these days. But anyway, I thought, you know, I'll go down there and I'd like to try that. So I went down and I sang three songs with them, I think, in the Preservation Hall there in New Orleans. And that's where they recorded things there. And so they released two on the album, you know. And then later on we played Jazz Fest, didn't we? And so we thought we'd get together with both bands and see what we could come up with the two bands, you know, instead of just me. So we came up with a bunch of songs that, you know, all music is related somehow. And so we came up, and I'll tell you a little story about it too. Ronnie told him, he said, you know, Bill Monroe recorded a song called Muhlenberg Joy back, I don't know how many years ago that's been. And he said, do you guys know that? And they said, oh yeah, who'd they say wrote that?
Jelly Roll Morton.
They said, oh, Jelly Roll Morton wrote that Muhlenberg Joy. Of course, he said he invented jazz, too, so I don't know. But anyway, they all just kicked it off in the key of C, like Ron was used to playing it, you know, on the mandolin, so it worked out great, you know. And we did some other numbers like that, you know, that, well, you know, Earl Scruggs, some of his first instrumentals, you know, were either jazz or Dixieland, you know. And so did Don Reno, the early bluegrass banjo players, you know. They recorded some of those jazz and Dixieland tunes, you know. So it's, like I said, it's all related somehow. And we got with, so, well, let's see now. I'll fast forward. We played it. So we started playing some dates together, and we thought, well, we'll do a record together. So we played out in San Francisco, and we went down in South San Francisco there. They have a place called Preservation Hall West. And so we went in there and recorded these, was it 3 days? We recorded a whole bunch of songs. We didn't put them all on the record. We got a whole bunch of them. No, I think we did put them all on there, didn't we? It seems like we did, but anyway, we released the record. Now we play a lot of dates together. You know, it's fun. It's a fun thing to do.
Well, it seems like an exciting collaboration.
It is.
It's fun for you. We're speaking to Del McCurry live here at 91.9 FPK again. He's at Headliners tonight with 23 String Band for the FPK Winter Fundraising Show. And you guys have Delfest coming up in May. And I know one thing you like to do is champion young up-and-coming bands. Are there any new bands you're excited about that are coming to the festival?
Boy, there's some. I can't remember the names of them, though.
Who does the picking when you're deciding who's going to be on the festival?
Well, you know, it's a lot of people do. Ronnie, the band does. My wife, Jean, she has suggestions. And, of course, I'll suggest people, but my suggestions don't mean much, I don't think.
I bet you pull a little weight around.
And, of course, we're in partners, you know, with the High Sierra Festival out there in Northern California. They have a great festival. They've been running for, I don't know, close to 20 years now, I think. And so they're in partners with us. And Roy Carter is kind of the head guy there. And he, in the windup, he has the hard job. He does all the booking and so... Well, somebody will call and say, well, Roy, didn't you book this band yet? Well, you didn't tell me to book that band, he'll say. But that's kind of, it's like a process of elimination, you know. It's you think of a band and you try to get them if they're not busy, you know. And so it is a job. He has a big job. Yeah.
Well, Delfest is May 24th through the 27th in Cumberland, Maryland. Mm-hmm. And the young band you're going to play with tonight, we're really excited about. They're a regional band, and they've been here to our studios, the 23 String Band. So you'll have to check them out tonight, too.
Look,
okay.
Yeah, look forward to meeting them, you know, listening to them. Yeah.
Well, are you willing to do a few more for us here?
Sure.
Let's turn it back over to the Del McCurry Band live on 91.9 FPK.
Yeah, do you want to make it?
Yeah, go ahead.
I guess I could. We'll do a couple. I guess I don't know how much time we got left here. Okay. We're just now getting warmed up, you know. Well, do we have any truck drivers here? Nope, no truck drivers. Okay, I'll sing it anyway. It's a tune that Bill, my older brother, you know, I'll tell you this story too. He was old enough to buy records. He had a job and he could he could buy records. Now this is like that back in the early 50s or 1950, and anyway, and they were on 78 RPMs. Now you folks don't remember that, do you? You remember? Back then, yeah. So he would buy records, and I remember he bought this record, and it's by Bill Monroe, and it's entitled The Lonesome Truck Driver's Blues.